Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'm going to be giving a brief review on the voice of Bruce Campbell.
Because young actors are exuberant people.
So Bruce Campbell, I think, biggest claim to fame was from the Evil Dead movies, but of course he's an actor in his own right. It didn't stop there. He's done plenty more since, including he's been involved with the remake of Evil Dead. And again, it's another voice that I don't really know too much about the actor, and I'm going to try not to do too much Wikipedia searches on their history and not try to, because I don't want to prejudge what I hear when I listen to them. So I've been recommended certain voices, and this is one that, although I know he was in Evil Dead, I don't want it to affect what I know about him. I don't want to know where he's from. I don't want to know about his history and his backstory. I just want to listen to his voice, and that way I can analyse it. Well, not analyse it. This is not a full analysis. This is just a short review. But pick up maybe some of the vocal traits and see what he's doing, because if it's a voice you like, maybe there's certain things you could change about yourself to sound like that. Or if there's things you don't like, maybe there's things you can reduce in your own voice in order to take that away from the way you speak. And that's the idea of these reviews, is that there's things that you can take or leave from other people out there who are speaking and using their voice. So here we go. Let's have a little look at the clip.
And so I sent an email that was distributed to them, giving them basic advice about maintaining their health, not partying too much, because young actors are exuberant people. Yeah. They like to have fun. And I said, you're going to have to be really patient, because you're going to be wearing hours worth of makeup. And then you're going to be in it for hours. And then they're going to have to scrape it off your face for about an hour. And that's just one day, because they filmed for, I think, 11 or 12 weeks, which was a good, healthy shoot. So, it's just straightforward advice from a guy who's been there.
All right, okay. So the first thing I notice is this guy's instrument. It's his body. It's this way he's shaped. It's his jaw. His jaw, the bottom jaw, sticks forward more, and that does something. It really does change the sound you make. If I just speak the way I'm speaking and I put my jaw forward, you can hear a difference already. Somehow, when I do that, it just starts to go a bit more nasally, probably because it kind of, pulling the jaw forward, kind of reduces the shape, the room I have at the back, so therefore sends the more air up through the nose, and it's harder to put a forward placement with this and stay relaxed. So for me, anyway, but he's obviously had that jaw his whole life. That's part of his makeup. That's who he is, and so therefore he can, make sound much more naturally with it. However, it does change the sound you make, and you can hear it in there. If I pull my jaw back again, it's very different, and then I put it forward again. Can you hear the difference there? So I'm not changing the way I'm speaking, I'm just changing where my jaw is. And so some people forget that the jaw and the articulation of the jaw has a massive effect on the kind of sounds that you can make. And so just consider that. If you're someone who's got a tight jaw and you find it difficult to enunciate or pronounce words, it could be that by relaxing it, you'd find more limberness, and then your instrument would be able to open and close in a much more fluid and flexible manner, therefore giving you more options when it comes time to speak and to choose the way you want to speak. So that's my first observation.
Giving them basic advice about maintaining their health.
He's got quite a nice voice. He's not really beefy or really big or really resonant, but he's maybe again, because he's an actor, he's done a lot of speaking. Speaking is his his paycheck. So I think he's just relaxed in his own skin, and he's got a kind of a big torso. He's looks like a big man in the in this picture. So I think the instrument, the tubes that go down here, are kind of relaxed, and so they're allowing air to flow. So even though he has the chin like this, and he's clearly American or Canadian or somewhere in North America, he's sitting on his voice, but he's on voice. He's not going into his pulse register. He's not going down there. He's able to use sound clearly and precisely, and it's a good trait. It's got a good voice, a voice that everyone would be proud of if they had. It's not like over the top brilliant. It's not like astonishing, but he's got a good voice. He's got a voice. He does a little bit fall back onto the pulse register, but I think that's a bit of a choice. I think it's because, actually maybe because he's a screen actor and not a theatre actor, it's kind of uses it as a kind of style thing, and yeah, maybe he's just he brings it onto the voice, but he's not. It's not from lack of control. He's doing it as a choice. It's like a stylistic choice. Whereas when I viewed Sam Harris, he was just under-energized and under-supported, whereas this guy is choosing to do that. And there's a difference. He's got the options because he's got a voice that works.
And you're going to be in it for hours, and then they're going to have to scrape it off your face for about an hour, and that's just one day, because they filmed for...
That's just one day.
For, I think, you know, 11 or 12 an hour, and that's just one day.
That's just one day. You see that he's doing a lot with his tongue, maybe because his jaw is forward. The tongue has to do a little bit more articulation.
And that's just one day.
That's just one day. That's so he's doing a lot with his tongue, and he's articulating words clearly, precisely.
One day, because they filmed for, I think, you know, 11 or 12 weeks, which was a good, healthy shoot.
He's got quite a small mouth as well, so even though he's chin juts forward, his mouth is quite small, got small lips. He's not tight, but they just, you know, it's just the shape of him. He's got a big chiseled chin, but I think because of all this and because his mouth's small and his chin comes forward, he's doing a lot with his tongue. His tongue has to produce a lot of the sound, so that's why he's able to be so clear and heard. Because he's adapted to be able to speak around his instrument. And here's the thing. A lot of people comment on the channel who have vocal issues, mumbling, lisping, especially. And they're asking, how can I, you know, what's going on with me? My friends don't talk to me or whatnot. And I think, well, you know, it's your instrument. You need to change it. It's not, the voice doesn't happen to you. The voice is you. So you need to kind of physically change things about yourself. And this is someone who's clearly got an instrument which is not shaped quite like everyone else's, but he's adapted to speak the way he is clear and audible to others. So if you've got something about your voice that's not quite working, you just have to kind of, other areas have to do a little bit more work, and you've got to, you know, figure out what those are. And the best way to do that is by having dynamics and having choice. And so by having a loose jaw, having a flexible tongue and soft palate, and doing lots of yawning and opening up these spaces, you're going to find opportunities to articulate in other ways, even if you're not going to be great at one, you're working another, and you'll have the options. It's good to play around, and it's good to even, you know, mimic other voices and find a voice you like, and like see what they're doing that you like, and maybe try to copy parts of that and make it your own, because your instrument is you, so you've got to do the best with what you can. People can throw their voices, like ventriloquists don't even have to articulate the front of their mouth, yet they're still able to make sound. It takes a lot of training, but they can do it. It's possible. Everything's possible. If you have every part of your instrument, if you're not missing, you know, it's no damage or trauma, then you have just as much, you know, ability as everyone else. The rest is just confidence to do that. All right, so yeah, I'm sorry if this video went off into a little bit of a rant about how you can better your voice, but that's the whole point of this channel, you know, that improve your voice. It, you know, it's called that for a reason, and I want to do these videos so you can get a better understanding of how you can better your voice. And Bruce Campbell has a great voice, even though his instrument is shaped in a way which is very different to a lot of people. And yeah, he's still clear and audible. He's not making excuses. Of course, he's an actor, he's paid, he's done it a long time. But the more time you do it, the more time you put in, the better you'll get and the more options you'll have. And that's all I wanted to say. So I've been Darren McStay. This is vocabilities.com, aka improve your voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.
I have so many tales to tell, and up till now I've been telling them real badly. So I hate myself and all my faults, because the one thing time won't heal, the loss of days gone by.